Preacher, I guess it ain't that dangerous. Although Janetta, pay for that one when I get home. Anyhow, Mr. Barron told me to prepare a short message, so I'm prepared something short. Can we turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13? Tonight I want to talk about something that we've all done and something that we've all had done to us. Something that we do to ourselves and we do to other people. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. I want to talk about temptation tonight. Like I said, we've all done it. We've all at some point in time tempted somebody else. I know I have. We do it sometimes in fun. We'll tease somebody and tempt them. That happens a lot in the CGM. I'm probably the main one. But there are times when we do it to people and we cause them to sin. Or we cause them to go deeper and further into sin. Temptation is a simple word. I looked it up in the dictionary. It says enticement to evil by flattery or by the feel of apparent good. Another meaning is enticement to evil proceeding from pleasure, from the want of pleasure or advantage. You know, when we tempted, we have two choices. We could go through with the temptation and we could yield to sin, or we could resist the temptation. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus has given us a way out of temptation, a way that we don't have to do it. The first way that comes to mind to be get away from temptation is not to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. A lot of times we end up going places and not even realizing that we're going to be tempted. When I was thinking about this, I thought on David. And most people think of David as the most upright king, and he was the most upright king that ever ruled Israel. But David was found at the wrong place at the wrong time. In 2 Samuel, it tells us, in the time that kings went out to war, David didn't go. David sent his general and his servants to war, and he stayed home. When he should have been doing God's business, God's work, leading the country that God had put him over to war, he stayed home. And the Bible says he went up on his roof, and while he was on his roof, he seen a woman bathing, and he was tempted. Now he had a choice right there and then. He could have turned and walked away and never thought of it again. But he didn't. He asked his servants who the woman was. And after he found out who the woman was, he had yet another chance to walk away. But he didn't. He sent for her. He had to come to him, and he lay with her. Well, she got pregnant. The Bible says she was with child. So he tried to cover that up. He had her husband Uriah come in from the battle. He tried to get him to go home, but he couldn't. When he couldn't cover up the sin, it led to a greater sin. He sent Uriah back to the war, where he should have been, and told him, sent a letter with him to his general, to have Uriah killed, to put him to the front of the line and have the troops draw back, which is just as much David killing him as any. He just cheaper drawed the sword on himself. But the point I'm trying to make is David had a lot of chances to do different than he'd done. But no, he yielded to temptation. Another one that I thought of was the exact opposite. I thought of Joseph. Joseph was caught in almost the same temptation. We all know the story how he was sold down into Egypt by his brothers and sold to a man named Potiphar, and his wife kept tempting him. Come and lie with me. Come and lie with me. And David kept turning away. Joseph kept turning away. So finally, she caught him by himself in the home, and she laid hold to him. The Bible says, and he ran. And I want to tell you tonight, that is the best way out of temptation that there is. To turn and walk away. If you can walk, run. And you will not sin if you flee from temptation. That's two examples of two men in the Bible with almost the same temptation that ended up in two different ways. One sinned, brought a great penalty on himself because of his sin. The other turned from sin, turned from temptation, and fled. And one thing that really struck me about Joseph, when Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, he told us, my master has put everything in the home under me except for you. And he says, how could I do this? Great sin. He didn't say against my master. He said, how could I do this great sin against God? When we sin, the majority of the time, it hurts God. No, most all of the time, it hurts God more than anyone else. More than us or the ones we sin against. You know, those two examples are good. But I could think of two that are better. The Lord Jesus set the perfect examples of what to do when tempted. When the Lord Jesus went up into the wilderness after he was baptized, the Bible says the devil came and tempted him. Three temptations. We all know the story. I don't have to go into it. But three times the devil tempted him. And the old three times, what did the Lord Jesus do? He answered him with scripture. He quoted the Bible. Now, in order to quote the Bible, we have to know the Bible. Probably ain't anybody in here that can't quote some verses of scripture. I know I wish that I could quote more than I can. And we don't even necessarily have to quote it right. Basically, we need to know it. We need to know what is sin and know the portions of scripture that tells us about it. And whenever the devil throws it at us, we could throw it back. Now, there was another instance with the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. We all know that story well. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane. And we all know how he cried drops of blood, as it were, when thinking of what he had to suffer for us. But what I'm thinking of is what he told his disciples. He told them to watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. He said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Well, prayer is definitely probably one of the greatest weapons that God has given us. And without doubt, anything that we come into, prayer helps. When we pray for strength, God will give us strength. Whatever it is we pray for, he will help us with it. But that other word, before pray, watch. You know, we need to be careful where we're found, what we do. If we're going to avoid temptation, we need to be careful where we go. You know, tonight's a young people service, and I know this message could fit for everybody. But young person, most of the time, when you're tempted, you go to that place for the thing that you're tempted for. I know I am, and I've said it myself. You know, we say, if you hang around that person, or you hang around that place, you go do that so-and-so, that thing. But I remember when I was growing up, and most of the time, when I went to that place where people told me I ought not go because I was going to be tempted, I went to that place because I wanted what I was going to be tempted for. Sometimes I didn't want it outright, but I liked the thought of it. You know, you need, before you go to those places, to think about where you're going. To think about why it is you're going there. Most of the time, if we're with our friends, our good friends, I should say, and I don't count friends that's going to lead you astray as good friends, we won't sin. A lot of times when we're alone, or when we draw aside with a few people, that's when the potential for sin is. And I'm going to talk now to boys and girls, young men, young women. When you come aside, away from your friends, to go on that so-called date, you know, if you're by yourself, there's a greater chance of things happening that ought not to happen. That would not happen if you were with another couple or two or three other couples. And when you go by yourself, you're putting yourself at risk to sin, to be tempted with that sin. So don't be by yourself. Men, you know what you're tempted with. If it's on the TV, don't watch TV by yourself. If it's on the computer, put the computer somewhere where everybody could see. Avoid temptation at every cost. Because when we are tempted and fall, we hurt God more than any. But the good news is God has given us ways out. He's given us a scripture to quote. Psalms 119:11 says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. He's taught us to watch and to pray that we fall, that we do not fall into temptation. And you know, when we do fall, keep this in mind. And when we are tempted, that sin that you're tempted to do, if that were the only sin that was ever committed, the Lord Jesus would have to die for that only sin in order for us to go to heaven. That one sin makes you as guilty of crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ as the Roman soldiers that nailed him to the cross. That one sin. Watch. Flee. Remember God's word. And pray. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight and we thank you that you have given us ways out. You have shown us in your word what sin is, and you have shown us how to avoid it. Father, give us strength to remember these things, to remember your word. Help us to stay in your word. Help us to watch and to be careful of the places we go, the things we do, and the people we're with. Help us when temptation comes to look for the way out that you've given us and to flee, that we might not sin against you. Be with us each one, Father, and help us in a way that only you can. We ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to remind the elders that there's an elders meeting immediately after the service. Thank you for your attention.